Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, wherever you are, on the time continuum of ownership, from startup to divestiture and all points in between. We've got something that will help you there. Whether you're excited about something or frightened about something, you can listen or read or watch some kind of a solution there that will help you, I promise. And it's all free. It's all available, made available to you by me and my corporate partners, and use it to your advantage. Wear it out. If you break it, we'll fix it and give it back to you. Tim Berry is our guest. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, founder of Palo Alto Software, the purveyor of timberry.com, and the author of so many books on business planning, you wouldn't believe it. And he's our good friend, Tim Berry. Thanks again for hanging out with us. We've been talking about your participation as a judge in the grad school business planning competitions, and I wonder, every time you do one of these, you come back, you're informed anew on the progress of the economy, of entrepreneurship, of the younger generations. What is your perspective with regard, since you've been going through these things, with regard to how well we're doing here in the United States on entrepreneurial education?
Wow. That's a tough question. How do I summarize? How are we doing? There's the elite are better than ever. The entrepreneurship.
Who are the elite?
When you get the best of the grad level MBAs who are involved in entrepreneurship, they are an elite. They have access to technologies and advisors and investment potential that's way different from the normal world. It's a different environment.
It's another league. It's a major league, isn't it?
I sometimes wonder how much that flows back to the real world, the front lines. These are a very rarefied atmosphere type companies. Mm-hmm. They have PhD patents on new technology. They have medical stuff that looks like it will change the world. They have clean energy stuff that looks like it'll change the world. And there is definitely an increase in the likelihood that a company's reason for existing is going to be wrapped up with making the world better and making a lot of money too. They're not altruistic. Some of them have obscene profit projections given that they're changing the world, but there is a greater sense of making meaning and doing something that has wider value.
But that's the elites. What would you say they are? 10%?
Oh no, much less, much smaller. You're talking about small groups, like in the three major business plan competitions that I deal with every year. We might be looking at there's a lot of overlap, but maybe 60 ventures from 50 or 40 graduate schools, of which 65%, maybe 70% are from the U.S. So that gives you a general demographic. But you're talking about a few hundred people.
Right. So let's talk about in general, though, what would be your appraisal of the educational system getting these people ready for something like this?
My appraisal of these elite streams is that we do have a system that gives some very special opportunities to the stars. The general, I'm very much concerned about a lot of confusion in our world over what business education is and what the value of it is. And I think one of the benefits of this elite stream that's up at the top is it helps validate the value of education across the system, even if it's not really a good example of the actual business education.
So you think we should be doing more with business education, or you think we should be directing them differently?
I think there's a dangerous misunderstanding at the core of business education that worries me.
What is that danger?
Because I think we're all tending to confuse the value of business education as something that we could measure in future salary of the people who have the education.
Do you think that's the fault of the education system or the fault of our moribund economy right now?
I think it's much more the culture of entrepreneurship getting confused. This idea that, well, why would I study if I'm going to be an entrepreneur? I should just go out and do it.
Yeah, Bill Gates and Steve Jobs dropped out of college. Why couldn't I do that, right?
Exactly, and I think that confuses the value of education that if we're just going to measure it by salary, well, that's not a proper measure, and you don't catch.
I agree with that. To me, it goes back to the fundamentals. Whether you're an entrepreneur, whatever you're doing in business, it goes back to the fundamentals of business. And whether you're a genius like Gates and Jobs or not, you still need to understand the fundamentals of business, and you get that from an education. Going to take a quick break, Tim Till. Right back with our good friend Tim Berry after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.